telling you, we're doing these podcasts every night now. It's like having a real job, like having a real show. Welcome in. It's Eric Chase in the 6 o'clock hour, Tuesday, September 25th. Glad you're staying up on these podcasts. Tonight's guest is a very, very, well, familiar voice, a very good friend, and now a prestigious award winner of Toledo's 20 Under 40, the one and only Lexi Staples. Oh, I forgot to turn the wrong microphone.
What up? Hey.
How was last night?
Very fun. Very fun. A good time.
Good.
You were a candidate also. Were you there? Or did you skip it? You're not sure?
So we're going to start with... I was not there.
Okay. Skipper.
I didn't know many of the names, the people that won.
Yeah.
But I am delighted that you won. I saw Matt Bell from, I guess now Midwest Recovery won.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw, who's essentially my neighbor, Josh Wege from Kengo.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
I was unaware. Josh had other endeavors besides having the top sushi place in the city. But
yeah.
But I saw you and I saw Nicole's post and that made me happy. But I didn't go. And you can chastise me for this if you
like. Oh, I won't. But I was hoping to see you, obviously.
Well, this is why we get together now. And you know me, I don't like the big crowds. We
can sing low-key. It was very crowded.
I wasn't, and I'm sure who puts that on? Leadership Toledo?
I think it's a couple things. I think it's collab.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm sure whoever puts that thing on puts money into good places into the community. I hope. I'm going to go with the answer is yes, that they probably do.
I feel like that's fair.
I was a little irked. I thought the nomination process was a little meek.
Okay.
Because all people had to do was submit a name. And that was it. And then, as you know, you got the email and you kind of had to, like, brag about yourself.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. I know I come off as, like, a huge arrogant asshole, but I'm actually pretty humble, I think.
Yeah.
I don't, like, talk about myself. I wish the person who did the nominating had to include what the person they were nominating did for the community.
Yeah. I think they'd probably get less nominations that way. And I wonder, I think that's a double-edged sword, you know? And
if you're adding steps, it creates a bit of a barrier.
Right.
And then here's what
255 nominees this year.
Well, here's what really irked me. And when I misread Nicole's Nicole's Facebook post last night, I thought you had gotten that many nominations. I was like, fuck yeah, she deserves it, because you do. The part that bothered me where I was like, nah, I'm not going to go, was that they gave, like, the nominees a free ticket. And then they wanted you to get all the people, and I guess other people who nominated us.
Right, right.
Received emails saying, hey, here, buy a ticket. I didn't like that a whole lot.
Yeah.
I get it. And they were expensive, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So I didn't love that, and that was why. But I'm so glad that you won.
Well, thank you.
You're so...
I had a good time. It's always it's a fun party. I've been nominated a couple times before. I'm typically not, you know, winning. So it was nice to...
Are you 38 now?
38, yeah.
Okay. You were... Somebody else told me that the closer you are to 40, the better chance you have of winning, so they can kind of keep the pipeline going.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but it does seem like, you know, and I don't know if that's accomplishment based too, you know what I mean? Because it would be hard for you to have a lot of accomplishments in your early 20s, right?
So unless you're just like a wonderkind.
Right, so I think it's probably a culmination of things.
So, and I'm glad Sam won, because I don't know how Sam is one of those people, Sam Meldon, who works for ProMedica now and ran for city council last year.
Pretty darn funny the whole time. He was
really very, give me some Sam highlights.
Well, he was just animated. It was good. There were a lot of high fives and you know,
Sam is very
some hugging.
What's Sam? What's a good word to describe Sam?
Boisterous.
Boisterous, animated, gregarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should expect high. Sam is definitely a high five kind of guy, but I'm glad he won, because I don't know how he finds time in the day to do his job for the ProMedica empire, do his community efforts, and find a way to stay happily married with, I think he has at least 2 girls, maybe 3.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just always a pleasure when you see him around. He's at every community event. You know, how do you have time to get to everything? I don't understand.
I remember we had this thing. He was running with me and maybe others when he was running for city council last fall. I'm like, how do I keep running into you? Like, I just saw you 30 minutes ago. There's no way you got. He's like, there's three of me. I'm like, that solves it.
Yeah, that would work.
Cloning.
That would do it.
Well, there are worse people to clone than Sam.
Agreed.
I would clone you.
I would clone you back.
We kind of did clone you.
Oh yeah, we made a baby. A baby.
Well, not
a baby
and
me.
I.
Well,
you and Nicole did.
You helped with your podcast.
Yeah, a little. I mean, I might have encouraged you guys to like consummate the marriage. How is motherhood? How Frankie's
so good.
What?
He's 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Yep.
He's a big little boy.
Yeah, he's great. He's chubby, doing all the right, you know, 12 week old things, and you know,
what's it
says?
It,
ooh,
has anything? Like, had you drop your jaw, made you think like you weren't ready for this or been overwhelming?
No, you know, it really hasn't been, but as we just discussed, I'm old. So for having my first kid, I'm pretty old. And so I've been around kids a lot, but also my mom lives with us. And as you know, we're three wife life. So there are pretty much four adults that care for him on any given day, you know? So like Nicole's at home studying right now and my mom's holding the baby. So, you know, like it's, I didn't bring him with me because he's kind of a little bit evil in the car.
Really?
Just a
tell
tad.
Me about that.
There's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of car screaming.
I've not heard of this before. Is this common?
No, from what I understand, most babies love the car. That's what everyone tells me.
But he doesn't.
Most babies love the car. And I'm like, that is fantastic. Our baby does not love the car.
So you put him into his car seat.
And then the screaming begins.
Really?
So we're inside, right? Car seat, screaming. That's kind of how it works.
Do you give him like a pacifier? Does that shut him up?
He doesn't. Yeah, no. In the car seat, nothing really consoles him. But here's my technique. I go like this: super tired, get him super tired, feed him, put a swaddle blanket in the dryer. Once you're done feeding him, put him in the car seat really slow. He stays asleep, and then put a warm blanket on him. He's like, wait, is this the car seat? This could be. I think I'm asleep. Then if you can get him into the car without him waking up, there's a lot of clicking that happens though.
Right.
I don't know if you've done car seats, a lot of clicking. You're like, so we can get almost all the clicks silent if you just push the buttons at the correct time and then you jump in the car and you start driving. And it doesn't, because probably the first bump he's going to wake up and you know, babies startle like,
so
they
you,
look all crazy. So.
So I guess once March hits, if he hasn't gotten over this, you can't take him anywhere because the city's going to be riddled with potholes.
Fair. Yeah. So yeah, I'm hoping that a few people have told me, 3 months, you know, they start to enjoy the car if they don't like it.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. He's just not a fun baby in the car. He's fun the rest of the time though. So
what's your favorite thing about him?
He's just so cute, man.
Besides that, most babies are cute.
I don't know. Like, okay, like
ones.
What is he? Yeah, he doesn't do anything. You know, he's 12 weeks. He doesn't, you know, he smiles now when you look at him. So that's fun. And we sing to him a lot. So
what do you sing?
Nicole has written some songs.
Okay.
Crowd favorites like Baby Squish and I Eat and I Sleep and I Pee and I Poop. Those are probably the two number ones. And then, you know, there's a Snuggle Mama song.
Okay.
So he gets the Snuggle Mama song a lot.
These sound right in line with, what is it, Go the Fuck to Sleep?
Right. They're similar, but less cursing.
Right.
But
he doesn't know the difference.
No, we do say curse words around him quite a bit. I'll be like, listen, bro. Shh. So, but he does have the book Go the Fuck to Sleep. Our friend Kristen bought that.
Every
him,
little kid needs to know that.
Yeah, like, shh.
What's Nicole's favorite thing about him?
She tickles him, makes him laugh. He laughs more with her than he does with me because I'm in charge of like feeding him all the time. So
right,
he's kind of just like focused
and
around me.
What about Aunt Tori? How's Aunt Tori with?
Aunt Tori makes him sing songs.
Okay,
and so that's probably mostly what she does. My mom bounces him on a yoga ball for the most part. That's like their jam, and boops him on the nose. Yeah, and Aunt Tori sings I'm a Yankee Doodle Frankie. And that is, you know, he puts a feather in his cap and then he puts his arms on his hips. So
can he?
It's choreographed. It's very good.
Can he move around? Like, can he crawl or does he just kind
of
lay there?
No, they kind of lay there and, you know, 12 weeks, they kind of lay there and flail their arms still.
Gotcha.
But like more controlled flailing than a few weeks ago.
Have you ever done diapers before?
We're cloth diapering.
What does that
so,
mean?
So we wash our diapers. Okay. We have like cloth diapers. He poops in them, and then we spray him out with a toilet sprayer thing, and then we put them in the washer and put it on them again.
Are they like nuclear poops?
No, it's just all, it's all like, you know, syrupy poop right now.
I think Demetrius told me when,
until they stop eating milk, like, right, they don't form any poop.
Yeah,
so
it's liquidy. Just like, it's like when your dog has like a virus. It's like all ricey and liquidy and
yeah. There's not much of it though, so it's not. It doesn't smell at all. So we just call it as juicy booty. I'm like, oh, you got the juicy booty. Oh, because it's like juicy.
How do you know when he has to be changed?
He will let you know.
Really? How?
Yes, by screaming. That is his technique. It works quite well.
Me too.
He's got. I'll change you too.
Please do.
Give me a wham.
You actually came here to talk about Collingwood Arts Center stuff.
Yeah, dude. Everything's going so good there.
Did you just have something over the weekend?
We did. We had a huge event over the weekend called Paranormal Toledo, and brought in a ton of awesome celebrities. There's a group called Paranormal Toledo out of the Collingwood Arts Center, which I'm a part of. And it's just, this thing has just blossomed into something like really, really amazing. I suggest you like our Facebook page for Collingwood Arts Center and for Paranormal Toledo.
Is this connected to the haunted tours that I've been to before?
No, this is like a different thing. It's our third year doing it, and they're kind of paranormal conventions all over the country.
Right.
And this is the, you know, this is the Toledo one. So we started it 3 years ago, and I mean, we just had hundreds of people there. But you know, like Paul Pradford from Sci-Fi Channel, like everybody was there. Michael Kosky from The Walking Dead, like Scott Tepperman, just Scott Sukel from Mansfield.
Okay.
Which there were just people like left and right. Bruce Tango was there.
Like if you're in the ghost
circle, world, like these are names.
Gotcha.
And Scooby-Doo was also there.
Okay.
So, you know, the Mystery Machine was there with Scooby-Doo and Rosie's Food Truck. So, like,
cool.
What else are you going to do with your Saturday? Come hang out at the Collingwood Arts Center and scare yourself.
And so this is over now.
So we'll do it again next year.
Okay.
And be ready. But, yeah, there's always something good coming up at the Collingwood Arts Center, it seems like. And I don't know if you know, when we got pregnant with Frankie, I stepped down as executive director.
I didn't know that.
So in January, I stepped into the artistic director role, and there's a new executive director named Danielle Davis, who is an all-around badass.
Okay, I'm going to like her.
You're going to like her. And she's really got a background that I don't have in some of the finance stuff that's, you know, my specialty is like being boisterous also, like Sam, and being fun and, you know, getting the word out. Like
people person and an advocate for the Collingwood Arts Center.
Right, but when it's like, okay, so we should, you know, sit down and figure out a, you know, 10-year plan or whatever, I'm a little bit like, ugh.
Right.
Sounds
hard. Somebody get the Excel open.
I'm like, I know what we can't afford.
Right.
And I know what we can afford, but like from there when it's like, you know, futuristic planning is more her bag. So I think it's the right move at the right time. So I've been doing the artistic director position for, you know, since January, and that's been really cool. So, you know, I went full-time at the jewelry store, which is Harold Jaffe Jewelers. I'm doing some jewelry design over there, social media and stuff, and I'm, you know, really enjoying it over there. So it's a different environment for me. But
full-on adult life.
Yeah,
mom,
adulting,
married,
hardcore.
Full-time job,
yeah.
Community advocate, community participant, volunteer, all that stuff.
Shenanigans.
You wanted to do Collingwood Art stuff. I thought you were going to have a list for me.
Yeah, dude, like Fringe Fest this weekend.
What's that?
So a bunch of, you know, like artists on the fringe of what's going on,
I like
right?
That.
You feel me? So that's coming up this Saturday.
All kinds of things, like artists, like drawing, painting, or music?
So everything. So from 5 to 11, I'm actually going to do a demo too. So like there'll be artists doing demos throughout the day. There'll be like a takeaway art project you'll be able to make. There's also artists in the underground from 5 to 11, and there'll be open mic spots too. So like there's no reason not to come out and do that. That event will be freaking awesome.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. But let me tell you about this other event. So you've heard of Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
I don't like it.
What? No. Did you come to Collingwood's yet?
For what?
To the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I've been to that.
You have not been to Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Collingwood Arts Center. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Okay, I'm here for you.
You've done this in the past before, right?
Yeah, this will be our...
Because you've been on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, so why aren't you coming? If you're listening to this podcast and you're not Eric, you should definitely come.
I agree.
Okay, so why aren't you coming?
I'm not a Rocky Horror Picture fan.
What if you're hanging out with me?
I would do almost anything with you.
Yeah, so let's hang out.
Except Rocky Horror Picture.
When we can hang out backstage.
When is
okay, so November 4th is a Saturday, I believe.
Okay, yeah, it's a couple days before.
Okay, you're gonna fact check me?
It's a Sunday.
Okay, no, it's not the 4th then. So it's the 3rd. So November 3rd, Saturday, November 3rd, Stone Productions is putting on their version of Rocky Horror Live.
So it's live.
It's live. And so it's not the movie playing and then people in front of it like
Throwing rice
out
and stuff.
Yeah, no, this is... And so we asked that you don't bring rice and hot dogs and all that stuff. But, because a lot of people just now that heard that got nervous and thought, well, it's not going to be fun. It's awesome. We will supply you with your very own roll of 2-ply, maybe 1-ply, depending on toilet paper, to throw at the appropriate time. Which,
adding
if you're
to my calendar,
if you're a fan, you'll know what's up. Like we'll make sure. But that is the most toilet paper that I've ever seen anywhere. Because we'll do a sold out audience of over 500 people, and imagine 500 rolls of toilet paper being thrown at one time.
I wouldn't have to buy toilet paper for a year if I could snag some.
Yeah, I'll garbage bag it for you. It's a messy little game.
I'm in.
But it's real fun, and it's, like I said, it's a live singing, and it's Stone Productions has done it for us for years, and the money goes directly to the Collingwood Arts Center, which is awesome.
I'd like to see that as opposed to like the traditional Rocky Horror
Picture. Yeah, this
a movie
isn't that.
And throwing stuff.
No, this is people live singing and acting and
really,
because
I've never
like,
seen a show there. I know.
You're hurting my soul.
I'm always creeping around when it's dark and dead
right,
in there.
Right, right. Well, and you're busy and you do a lot of fundraising. And you do a lot of different events. But, you know, you just come with me. And so we also do an 8 p.m. and we do a midnight.
Okay.
The midnight's, it's very traditional. But we do the 8 p.m. and man, it's just been huge. It's
November
been really
4th.
Great.
Third.
I mean, a special shout out to Stone Productions and a thank you for sure, because they just really put on a great show, and they really do it because they love the building so much.
I'm now looking for, it's a great building.
It is. 86,000 to 100,000 square feet. We're not real sure.
Haunted.
But
fuck.
It's big.
Are you doing haunted tours?
So you want to talk about that?
I do, because I think I've been to them like every other year.
Yeah, so you're coming this year.
I'll come. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So we're changing the format up. So, you know, we usually try and do like a haunted house format. It doesn't take very long. It's been badass though, right? It's been very, very fun.
Can I be honest?
Break it down.
Ever since you reimagined that one room into a happier place, it's not nearly as scary.
It doesn't scare you anymore.
No.
So
where we had your baby shower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, it used to be creepier, yeah.
Totally scary.
It was very it was icky though,
it was
also.
Empty, dark, quiet, and echoey.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's like full of life, which is unfortunate in some ways. But let me tell you this, what we're going to do this year. So last year we had an event there for a local nonprofit, and I did tours, right? And it was like we did like a kind of like haunted, creepy tour. And I'm doing this tour, and I probably toured like 25 people. It was great, and everyone enjoyed it. Tell them a little history of the building, show them kind of the creepier spots, whatever. And that was like, I did one at like 7, and then at like 8, I did another one. So I'm going to do this other tour, and the people from the 7 o'clock tour hid throughout the building.
Motherfucker!
And it was the worst thing ever, because like even me, like I know the building, I don't know where you hid. Like, so it was awesome. So that kind of gave me the inspiration to change it to a haunted tour. So we're basically gonna mash up the historical and haunted tours, so you get a better feel for what's going on in the building. It's not just to scare you. You'll get to hear a little bit more about the building, but like we will also scare you.
So in
like,
addition to
intentionally, we are going to ruin your day.
So in addition to the building already being haunted, there will be people hiding to scare the pants off of you.
Correct, but we're telling you that. We're being honest.
Okay. That's the fear in it.
Yeah, I mean, like, there were, like, I work there, and, like, there are people, like, hiding behind stuff that I was like, and then I'm, like, warning my group, like, okay, this door shouldn't be closed. This door was not closed when we last came by, so be nervous, like, whatever.
Like, I like those haunted, I like haunted attractions.
Yeah.
And it's funny for me to see the psychology of it. Like, people know that it's not real.
Right.
But, like, you're not scared. You're just frightened.
Nervous.
Frightened or startled.
Startled, yeah. That's fair. But yeah, I did not know. I've never been a fan of haunted attractions. I remember going to a haunted house when I was probably like 16, 17, and I was very scared. I didn't like it. But then it was like the Collingwood needed to do something for revenue, and my friend Barry was like, I've done haunted houses before, and he kind of gave me an idea of what to do, but was also like, this is going to be very hard to do on no budget. And I was like, it'll be fine, you know, overly confident like I charmingly am. So yeah, we, you know, did the first one as just, let's see what can happen and see if we can, you know, make some money for the building, fundraise a little. Mm-hmm. And we did, and it was awesome. And I found that I love scaring people.
It's so much fun.
Oh my God. I'm thrilled to scare people. I think it's so funny. Like, cause people, scream and jump and, you know, get very freaked out. And I am a huge fan.
When's the date for this?
So that's the 26th and 27th. Probably will extend it till the 28th, but okay. That's provided ticket sales do well, which I expect they will.
Okay. Is there a name for it?
Just Haunted Collingwood. Yeah, we're keeping it with the Haunted Collingwood, because like I feel like that branding can take us to whatever creepy thing we want to do.
Say what you are.
Haunted Collingwood.
Will there be food trucks?
Probably not. Okay. But if you want one, I'll get you one.
People love food trucks.
People, you know, but we'll have like some probably like donuts and cider or something inside. Okay. Something creepy.
Yes, you've always had that. You know, the tours.
That feels good.
I would expect there to be more ghosts than ever.
Yeah,
there
probably.
This year,
yeah.
Because they just completely knocked down Riverside. Like, it's done.
So they all came over to our place?
That place is totally, no lie. So
it's just gone.
I used to go to the Y that was in that building there. You ever been in there?
No. I mean, like, I think I was in that building when I was younger, but.
So there was a Y in there. It's now, you know, in ProMedica downtown. But the Y was in one part of the building, and then the building obviously snaked around like a couple hundred yards away. And no lie, I would look across in broad daylight sometimes when I'd be working out, and I would see movement in the other parts of the buildings.
Ugh. Uncomfortable.
Very.
I don't like it.
And now that that building has been knocked down, all those apparitions have to go somewhere. So I would suggest that they're listening to this podcast.
They're
this
not.
Is, this is the number
this
one
This is not a ghost-friendly podcast.
Nope. This is the number one podcast for the dead community.
I feel like we can say that proudly.
Right.
Proudly.
For those that I can't help with suicide prevention and kidding, the dead is loving this podcast.
I'm sorry that he's inappropriate.
They're all going to be at the Collingwood Art Center, and there are lots of places for ghosts to be in that building.
Oh, it's a creepy building just to start with. Mm-hmm. But it's fun and everything, you know. When I started reading about like how to set up a haunted house, everything's like, well, you have to make your surroundings creepy. I was like, done.
Right.
Finished. What's next? Get people to come.
What else did you
I'll
get?
Figure that out.
What else did you get for it on your very modest budget?
What else did I get for the haunted house? Mm-hmm. Or you mean like props and stuff?
Yeah.
So we'll still set up probably a couple areas with like a little bit of like, you know, freak to them. But yeah, we actually got a donation from one of our friends from Bird's Eye View Circus last year of these cool like kind of like castle walls. Like we just have, and we built a lot of body bags. Like we, like, you know, it's all like design on a dime. I feel like we could have like a thing on HGTV. They'd be like, Lexi, how do you do this? And I'd be like, John, how do we do this? Like, we come up with a way to, you know, it's like, how do we make these body bags clank? And cut up some metal and tie it at the top of it. You know right. what I mean? Like, it's just been really cool to kind of brainstorm and figure out how to make these things, like, as successful as possible without really spending any money.
You are super fortunate that, like, you've got the built-in horror factor already there.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that opened up the escape place in Fallen Timbers.
Yeah.
Did a haunted house. His name is Myron. He did a haunted house at Alexis and Lewis.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
A couple of years ago.
And it was supposed to be pretty big, wasn't it?
It was. I really enjoyed it. And he was one of those guys that was totally into that. I think he'd done set designs, and he used to tell us that he was like Adam West's bodyguard. So he was
nice.
Like real in Hollywood, and he got the scare factor of it.
Yeah.
I think he told me it cost him like 30 grand
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's insane.
So, like, he's got to pay to build all this creepy shit when you just have it like dangling there.
Okay, so the first year, like, so I think we've done 3 years of the haunted house. This will be our fourth year, but it, you know, completely new format. But I think the first year we probably spent somewhere around like $21, and like it was like my $21.
Right.
Like it wasn't like the Collingwood had money to spend on it. But it's like, oh yeah, we need to buy like some creepy cloth and spider web. You know what I mean? Like what do you do? You know, you just didn't know how to do it, and people really enjoyed it, and so it was like very motivating to like keep it going, you know. And
I've crept around that building so much with these haunted house tours. Just like let me loose in there, and I'll grab all that stuff for you.
Got it.
Everything's
done.
Already just laying there.
And it's like, already so creepy.
Yeah. Some of those rooms in the basement look like people have been murdered in there already. Like there's paint splattered all over the wall. Like you could totally see somebody cutting up or flaying a body here.
Well, they probably have. That's why it's so
creepy.
Exactly. Like, you know, people are like, is this where bodies were stored? I can't tell you that for a fact. Right, but I can't tell you they haven't been.
If I were cutting up bodies, I would do it right here.
Right.
And you hire a couple of people who want to scare the hell out of people, have them creep out of these already dark corners, and bang.
You said hire. That in first payment. I get volunteers.
Beer.
Yeah. Well, we are lucky to have some of the coolest volunteers that are down to help the Collingwood in any way necessary. So,
anything else for the Collingwood as we get close to wrapping up the year?
You know, I would say like if you can come to the haunted house. Or the, you know, Haunted Collingwood and to Rocky Horror, you'd be winning. But like extra credit would be getting to Fringe Fest this weekend, because that's gonna be pretty cool, and it's a first event for us. But there'll be art hanging, there'll be open mics, there'll be a little bit of everything. So it should be pretty cool. And you know, we've got so many artists in the building now. It's really awesome.
We obviously have the art museum. We have the zoo. I like to tout our Mexican restaurants here.
We do.
They're all very good. But I think we have an exceptionally overlooked art scene.
We are very arty here.
I don't think we're like sitting on Michelangelo or anything like that. But there are some very artistically gifted people here. And it goes well beyond just, you know, Adam Street in the Uptown District.
Oh yeah, Toledo's an amazing city for the arts, and you know, I think the Arts Commission does a great job. I think we've got one of the best art museums in the country. But further than that, the Collingwood Arts Center is the coolest place you've ever been, right?
Yeah, yes.
Ever
probably
in life.
I would say ever. Definitely.
I mean, I legit begged to get a job there because I grew up going to the school right in that parking lot that was called St. Angela Hall when I was little. So I grew up there and went to Children's Theater Workshop and would always just come back and be like, will anybody hire me? And they're just like, who are you? No, go. Like eventually.
That's how a lot of people get their dream jobs.
Eventually,
I'll just keep showing up.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then my first paycheck was $80.
And it was worth it.
It was so good.
What were has your life being such a major adult now, like, has it changed at all? Have you had to change any, like you don't watch as much TV, you can't read as much, anything, not going out? But,
you know, I feel like I am the same. I'm having trouble seeing people as much, like getting to see my friends as much, but only like people have to come to me because the baby hates the car so much.
Right.
When he is done hating the car, I feel like I'll be like back on track, and I'm looking to schedule a bowling night if you're game.
I don't like bowling, but I'll come.
Yeah. I mean, I love bowling and am shockingly competitive about it and not all that good. So not a great combination.
Should have you meet my dad.
Man, I get real grumpy about it.
Next time he's here, he might be here in the fall sometime.
Okay.
You can take him.
Oh, I would love to. But you could just come and hang out.
I will hang out.
You could wear the shoes if you want.
No.
Whatever.
Although I think I have plenty of shoes at home that I've bought and not worn that would be bowling alley acceptable.
I might have a pair. I have a new pair of bowling shoes, so if you want to borrow those.
Look flashy.
Yeah, it's so sexy.
What else do I want to ask you? Oh, what is your overall satisfaction level with Toledo Pride this past August?
Dude, it was great. Okay. It was so good. You know, I wish our night together wasn't quite so moist.
Thankfully, man, we got it in.
Yeah, it was, you know, people still came out, people still showed out. And the one true benefit of that kind of unfortunate response of the weather would be that it helps you make decisions. You know, like I think the first year of Toledo Pride that it rained was it had to be 2015, and it was terrible. It was year 7, so whatever that means. But anyway, year 7 of Pride, which we call Voldemort because we don't speak of it because it was so rough.
I don't remember it.
It was so rainy. It was at Levis Square. It was so rainy, and it like the parts of the generators were like underwater. It was just terrible, and it kind of came out of nowhere, and we just got like,
I don't remember.
Oh my God, tents were flying. It was just rough. So that year, because that all happened, I got on FaceTime Live, and like that was like a new feature, and just we opened the event up for free, and that's how, you know, we were like, well, we did it this year, we did it that year, and we decided to do it the following year. So I guess it would have been 2 years before this. And then, you know, this time, because it was so rainy on Friday, it gave me the opportunity to see that through a new lens, I guess.
Right.
And so I think we're going to do Friday for free next year too, and just make a donation to the charity.
I like
and
that.
So, and that way it's just a donation at the door. Then people can come in, they can bring their whatever their dry goods donation is, or they can make a cash donation right there at the door. And, you know, then it's accessible to everybody. You know, mm-hmm. no one has to feel like, oh, I can't go because it's $5, or I don't want to go because it's $5. I have to pay, you know, because sometimes that $5, it's, you know, we've all been to bars where we're like, I don't want to pay the cover to get in. Right.
This is different though. This
yeah. It is definitely different.
$5 is nominal.
$5 is nominal, but you can still give that $5, or you can give 10, you know, yeah. you can do whatever you want.
I would say the biggest thing is, where the hell am I going to get $5 from? Like the lack of cash on hand.
I've got an ATM. Well, we put an ATM at the park. I'm here for you.
It's like $5 for the fee, though. But I get your point.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I get your point.
You're not wrong. I had to use the ATM the other day, and it was $3 on both ends. I was like, what?
I got a new checking account with my bank, Huntington, and they put the fees back into my account.
24-hour overdraft is some stuff, too. That's good.
I don't have to deal with that, thankfully.
Nicole loves it.
The parade was probably the best it's been. Like, it was a marquee event, not for the Pride community, but for the city, which was incredible.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, we got to make some of the most delightfully strange trophies. So I'll tell you about that, because this is our official announcement, I guess, on this podcast.
All you dead people listening.
Dear ghosts. But LB's Jim actually got the best of parade. And then I believe most unique went to BP, and then best float went to Equitas. So like everybody, you know, and these trophies, I'll find one and show it to you. They won't be able to see it on the ghost. Maybe the ghost can look over my shoulder.
Supernatural powers.
And see what's up. But I mean, these trophies are awesome. Shout out to Brent Rebe and Kelly Heiss, who made those happen, because whoa, like, here you go.
Brent works his butt off.
This level of ridiculousness.
They're glam and fab.
Yeah. And so it's good news. And so you can see that one displayed at LB's. But yeah, it's great. And it's great to see the city really get behind.
The city. That's the key part.
Yeah.
Not just the Pride community. Not like.
No, it's everybody.
It's the city. And I love it. I love
it. It's everybody.
And
it's so fun. It's, and you know, like, yeah, it's just so fun. I ran into some girls at the hotel we were staying at. You know, we stay downtown because we get like an hour and a half of sleep or whatever. But I ran into some girls last year at the hotel, and I was like, oh, are you in town for Pride? And they're like, yeah, we're in town for Pride. I'm like, oh, so, you know, did you see this band or that band or whatever? And they're like, no, we didn't actually go to the event. We just came into town to go to the bars for Pride. It's like, how cool is that? Like,
yeah.
We're bringing in people that have nothing to even, you know, aren't even coming to the event. And like, to me, that's a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just like, you didn't even care about coming to the event. You just came to Toledo.
To be a part of
the vibe. Yeah. Yeah. How cool is that?
Do you know Phillips Danny?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
When he was in town the first time, I asked Philip, and Philip took him everywhere, and I guess he was totally bombed at George's on Friday night.
Fair.
I was like, so here's a guy from London and has been all over the world and is used to big cities. And I asked Philip to get me his feedback. Like, what did he think of our Pride scene here? And he spoke very highly of it.
Nice.
And I think that's pretty fitting. We have a great Pride scene here. I mean, granted, we can only be so big because we're a medium-sized city. It'll never be like a Chicago or Detroit or anything like that. But I think we're bigger than the size of our city for our Pride.
I think we're bigger than the size of our city. I would completely agree. And I would say, like, I think we have some of the best drag entertainment in the country.
Don't let Floyd hang it up.
Man, we have traveled, like, Nicole and I have traveled a lot. And seeing a lot of styles of drag in different cities and stuff. And Toledo's really one to be reckoned with. I mean, we really have some amazing talent, and I encourage you to get out to the bars and check it out, because holy crap, we've got cool queens and cool kings.
And totally survived the demise of Brett's.
Yeah.
George's and other places have picked it up nicely.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I want to wrap up, if we could play the rated game.
Okay.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Okay.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Diapers.
Oh, that's a deep question.
Which
kind of diapers?
Totally up to you. Totally okay. Subjective.
I would say, I'll just say like properly rated.
Okay.
I'll just go there. For all kinds of diapers.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Being married, which you are.
Underrated. I'm overly joyed to be married, so I think it's an underrated.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Alpacas.
Underrated, for sure.
They do yoga now, right?
Do I do yoga?
No, they do yoga.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. You have to show me a video.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Cribs.
Man, right now, underrated, but I'd like to maybe get him into his crib at some point.
Where's he sleep at?
You know, I have like a co-sleeper, so he can sleep like right next to me.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Safely. But, you know, at some point, I'm going to want to sleep.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Real haunted houses.
Properly rated.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Sports mascots.
Overrated. But I do like a mascot.
Okay.
But mascots, underrated. Sports mascots, overrated.
Well, give me an example of a mascot. Like Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, well, maybe not Ronald McDonald, but like, what's the purple one?
The Grimace?
Yeah, the Grimace.
He's underrated.
Underrated for sure.
We could do that whole group right there. Ronald
right.
McDonald, overrated.
The Hamburglar, underrated.
He's a criminal.
I know he's a criminal, but he's stealing burgers. I'm vegan, and I think it's cool.
Okay, fine.
I feel like I would be the Hamburglar.
Grimace is underrated.
Okay, the Michelin Man.
Overrated.
Really?
I don't need a mascot for tires.
Picture, okay, but I want you to just run at him really quickly and just try and go for like a super, super high-speed hug. That's just not going to work. Yeah, underrated.
You want to give me another one?
I'm going to need to think on this for 1 second. I mean, I feel like Barney's kind of underrated.
Not a mascot.
But not really a mascot.
They've got to be a logo.
Can we get some of the spirits to call in with a suggestion?
No, unfortunately not. I don't know if they've got that kind of connection.
Mm. Ooh, you know, there's I can't remember what home improvement store it's from in Toledo, but there is a giant hammer that walks around at events here in Toledo.
Underrated.
And I do think that Rocky from UT is very cool. And I do think that Muddy and Madonna are very cool. And we've been trying to get Muddy and Madonna into the parade. Rocky always does the parade. But Muddy and Madonna.
No.
We haven't had them yet. I'm ready. And I do love the Pink Panther. The Pink Panther. Good mascot. And he always comes to Pride too.
You need to.
I think the Pink Panther's a guy. I'm not sure.
You got to book them now. That's why.
We don't even book them. They choose to come on their own. Also, we are looking for high school bands, marching bands, flag corps, all that stuff.
You got to book them now. You have to book them. That's the thing with Muddy and Madonna.
Yeah.
You got to book them.
Yeah.
Because if not, you know, Saturday afternoons, they're probably open, but they're probably also taking reservations for birthday parties and whatnot. Sorry.
Man, it's hard stuff.
Invite them.
Yeah.
I'll
got to get there early. Can you shoot
Absolutely.
Them an email for me?
I would be happy to.
Okay, you're now the Pride Mascot Committee.
I like that.
You're the one-man Pride Mascot Committee.
Can we have the hammer?
Yeah, you got to ask the... I think it's like Arnold... I don't want to say it because I don't want to be wrong, but I think it's like Arnold Home Improvement Building.
I'm in.
Improvements.
I'm in.
I feel like we could Google that.
The reason I bring it up is because did you see what was on the internet yesterday? This new Philadelphia Flyers mascot?
No.
His name is Gritty.
I like the name.
Can I show you a picture of...
Please do.
You
I'm looking
what?
Up.
You're perfect because he's peculiar looking and has drawn a lot of ire, but most mascots are kind of quirky looking and they're supposed to be cartoonish and kid friendly. And I would argue that many of the most famous mascots out there, if Twitter was around when they hit the scene, they wouldn't have survived. They would have taken the same outrage that this guy got. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
The filter is, would you let Frankie, either now or when he's just a little toddler, interact with this creature?
I mean, I'm scared and amused. I feel like Frankie would not let himself interact. I feel like he's scary.
I mean, we don't want to judge people these days, but they might have erred in this one. So that's why I brought it.
Look, okay, it is Arnold's Home Improvement, and here's the hammer.
I like it.
And he could actually bring the hammer down.
He could bring the hammer.
Do you know that Toledo Pride has a mascot, but it was only used the first 2 years? Fun fact.
Was it like a rainbow?
No, I carved a giant head because, you know, I'm a DIY kind of gal. And I'll have to show it to you, but I may not be able to find it quickly enough to amuse you. But it's a giant head, and you know, it's gender neutral, and it would wear a, you know, you would put on a giant, like giant hands, like mascot hands.
Very creepy.
And like some big Converse All-Star, and then walk around with this giant. I'm not selling it quite as.
No, I get it, but I'm not against Pride having a mascot.
Yeah, right, see, I just really need somebody to wear it.
Yeah, because then you know what? You can bring it.
That's what I need. Eric, you're also, as the mascot chairman, you are.
I will not be the mascot.
No. You're the mascot committee chairman extraordinaire. And so what you have to do is also find somebody to walk with the mascot.
We can do that.
Because it's hard, man. Nobody's trying to walk with this mascot.
One radio station I used to work at had a mascot, and we charged extra to have that mascot come out, and people loved it. Everybody loved it. So you can get a mascot maybe for Collingwood.
See, I could be a giant paintbrush.
Yes.
Like, that'd be cool. Or like, I mean, what else could we be other than a giant paintbrush?
Could we just get Tori to do it?
She won't do it. No, Tori doesn't do anything that makes her mad.
She's very...
And being hot in a mascot head or like inconvenienced, no, she's not into
just
that.
Just Tori herself.
I'm much more likely to do it myself, but
Tori,
I'd be
the
like,
angry mascot.
Maybe I'll just have to do it. Maybe I'll just be the mascot this year. See, look, you're already doing good. You're already like delegating responsibility. I'm now the mascot.
She is one of the 20 most prestigious people under 40. Lexi Staples from the Collingwood Arts Center, Harold Jaffe Jewelers, Northwest Ohio Community Shares, and much more. Thanks for hanging out. It was good to see you.
Good to see you too.
You look great.
You look great.
Your skin glows.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.